主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们又一次有机会来到你的面前，要读你自己的话。
That once again we have the chance to come into thy presence to read thy word.
我们实在要向你低头敬拜。
Indeed, we have to bow our head and worship you.
因为你把你自己的话留下来，给我们看见光。
Because you have kept your word for us to see light.
我们虽然是愚昧，但是你确实没有保留。
And though we are foolish, you do not withhold any of yourself. You're so willing to reveal yourself to man.
So Lord,
we do pray that you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to overcome our foolishness. So that by thy mercy we're able to understand thy heart.
主，晚上我们在这里再翻开你的话。
Lord, tonight here we want to open up thy word again.
求主亲自在这里，在我们里面向我们说话。
Lord, we ask your presence be here and that you would reveal yourself to us within.
给我们一个明亮的心。
That you give us a very clear heart.
也给我们一个清晰的眼睛。
And that you give us a very clear eyes to see.
一面可以看见你说的话。
So on the one hand, we can see thy spoken words.
一面也领会你心里头所存的意念。
And on the other hand, to understand the heart's desire that you have.
主，我们需要你的扶持和帮助。
Lord, we need thy help and support.
我们感谢你，因为你实在是恩待了我们。
We thank thee because indeed thou have been gracious to us.
求你纪念这一段的时间。
Please remember the following time.
用着你自己的话来照明我们在你面前所等候的。
And use thy word to enlighten those of us who wait before thee.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们仍然要看一看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
We still want to take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们再从哪里把那关乎被提的那一个经历的几个原则来提一提。
And there again, we want to make mention again on some of the principles of rapture.
我们留意到头一个我们要留意的就是复活这一件事情是最先在被提的这一个事实里边发生的。
And so the first thing is the matter of resurrection that it first must happen before rapture.
然后第二个就是没有经历死的圣徒们，他们在复活的大能的当中有了身体的改变。
And for the saints who are still living and remain under the power of resurrection, their bodies will be changed.
因为这个次序不能乱。
And we cannot be confused with that order.
先是复活。
First it is the resurrection.
后是身体改变。
And then the bodies are transformed.
如果这个问题不掌握住的话。
And so if we don't first grasp that issue.
那许多的那个辩论呢就是从这里。
Then therefore many of the debate occurs from not grasping that fact.
如果我们很准确的能掌握这一个次序。
And so we can very accurately grasp onto that order.
那有很多那个辩论我们不需要辩就已经知道那个结果了。
Then many of the debates we don't need to debate and we would know already the result.
那第三个原则呢？
And the third principle.
就是一同被提
that it is rapture together.
没有先后
there's no issue of first and last.
都是一同被提
it is being all caught up together.
复活的和身体改变的 一同被提,
and so whether it is those who are risen, those whose bodies are transformed, it is to be caught up together.
然后第四个,
and the fourth point,
被提的事情发生了以后, 神的儿女就永远与主面对面的同在。
And that is after rapture, then all the children of God will forever be with the Lord.
神的话里面提到被提的时候, 那个经历的四个原则。
And so that is according to the word of God, the four experiences of rapture that has these principles.
我们提过,
and we've made mention.
在圣经里边很明显的讲被提的只有这里。
In the scriptures, where it clearly speaks of rapture is only here.
其他很多的地方你看进去, 你可以认定他是说被提的。
And in many other passages, when you read it, you can say it is speaking of rapture.
但是只是提到有那么一些事情, 却没有对被提这个事实本身有任何的交通。
But it merely mentions about the matter of rapture, yet on the matter of rapture itself, it does not have any sharing.
说到被提这一件事情本身的交通, 只有这一个地方。
And so when it mentions about rapture itself, it is the only place here that shares with us.
那因此我们看被提的时候, 我们这一个事实的时候, 我们是以这一个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章这一大段的话作为那个基础。
And so when we do share about rapture, we must use the words here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, this passage here, as the foundation of rapture.
我们提过了。
We may mention.
在教会, 在弟兄们的当中,
amongst the brethren,
对于被提有不同的体会。
There are several understandings about this issue of rapture.
每一种的体会都有一些属灵的大人物在那里来支持的。
And behind each of these thoughts are spiritual giants who support such theories.
都是重量级的人物。
And there are very heavy spiritual giants.
所以你要跟人的话呢, 你就很难找到究竟哪一个领会是比较更接近圣经所说的。
And so if you want to follow man, it is hard for you then to come to understand which thought is closer to the word of God.
那么弟兄姊妹们都大概都知道, 一般来说, 有三个大类。
And so, brothers and sisters, as you may know, in general, there are three thoughts.
一个就是全教会在灾难前被提。
And one thought is that the whole church would be raptured before the tribulation.
另外一个是全教会在经过灾难以后才被提。
And the other thought is that the whole church would be raptured after the tribulation.
再有一个就是部分的得胜者在灾难前先被提。
And the other thought is there is a part of the church, the overcomers, that will be raptured before the tribulation.
然后剩下的经过灾难以后再被提。
And the rest, those who remain, will be raptured after the tribulation.
那大体上面就有这三种的主张。
And so in general, there are these three theories.
那当然如果你要再细分一点的话,还可以。 再分出一些来,
and of course, you want to get into details, you can still separate those even more.
但是归纳起来就是这三个大类。
But if you want to summarize, it's in general these three thoughts.
那这三个大类的里面,
and so within these three thoughts,
都有很重要的属灵的前辈在支持着。
And so there are many important spiritual people that are ahead of us, before us, that have support to these thoughts.
我稍微把支持这几个不同的见解的弟兄们, 提出来, 弟兄姊妹你就晓得这个情形不简单。
And so if I just slightly make mention of the names here for you, then you realize then those who support each thought is they're spiritual giants.
那我先说到主张全教会在灾前被提的,
And so I will first just make mention those who hold the thought of the whole church being raptured before the tribulation.
其中有达比。
Well, then there is Darby.
另外一个叫做 Carey.
And then another one who support that is Carey.
William
Carey.
再有一个叫做 Tory.
And then there's another one, Tory.
还有穆迪。
And then also Moody.
还有斯科夫。
And then there's also Scofield.
那这些都是灾前主张灾前被提的。
And so those are the brethren that have the theory that it is the whole church being raptured before the tribulation.
如果你晓得这些人是什么样的人，你就知道了。
And so if brothers and sisters, you know who these individuals are, then you know.
都是对神的话语有很深的认识。
Those are individuals who have a deep understanding of the word of God.
在属灵的经历上面有很深的追求。
And in their spiritual experiences, they have very deep pursuit.
向着神的心也是十分的敬虔。
And their heart toward God is absolutely God-fearing.
那这是我举出来给弟兄姊妹看到的。当然不止这么一些，不过这么一些是弟兄姊妹们应该会知道他们是谁的。
And so brothers and sisters, of course, it not only includes only these few brethren, but if I mention their names, then you would know who they are.
那然后我们看看主张灾后被提的。
And so now for those who have the thought rapture after the tribulation, the whole church being raptured after the tribulation.
也有很多。
There are still many.
但是我就着弟兄们比较熟悉的我只提两个。
But brethren who we are more familiar with, I mentioned two.
一个是穆勒。
One is George Mueller.
另外一个就是宣训。
And the other one is Samson.
那么宣训就是这个宣道会的始创人。
And so Samson is the founder of the Christian Alliance.
那我们平常唱那个前有的是祝福的那个作者。
And so that is also the author of the one that we want the Lord and not the blessing.
还有呢，我以基督一同钉死的那首诗歌的那个作者。
And that is also the author of the hymn that we have been crucified with Christ.
还有我们唱的那一首，说到祷告就是我们里面的基督上天上的基督来祷告的那个作者。
And so it's also the same author as the one the Christ within us praying to the Christ in heaven.
你看这些都是很有分量的。属灵的弟兄们。
And so you realize these are brethren who have much spiritual weight.
他们是主张全教会在灾后被提。
And they have the thought that it's the whole church being raptured after the tribulation.
那当然还有第三个主张。
And of course also there's the third thought.
就是得胜者先被提。
And that is the overcomers being first raptured.
然后教会剩下的要经过灾难才被提。
And then the remaining will be raptured after the tribulation.
那么有些什么弟兄们呢？
And so which brethren are in
that group? 这里又有很多弟兄大家比较熟悉的一些人。
And so here there are some brethren that we are more familiar with.
一个就是戴德森。
And one is Hudson Taylor.
弟兄怎么知道他是谁？
And so you know who he is.
一个就是西岸特会第二年、第三年，我们在黑门山那边聚会的时候，西征弟兄所提到那个几个见证人当中的一个，那个叫做七部门。
And so there's another brother Chapman who brother Christian Chan mentioned with us when we were meeting in Mount Hermon for the special conferences.
那还有两个人。
And there are two others as well.
如果弟兄姊妹你看过工作的在世的话呢，你会见过他们的名字在哪里的。
And so brothers and sisters, you may have seen their names before.
一个叫做潘汤。
And one is Panton.
一个叫做国维国维国国维国维国维。
And the other one is Govet.
是。还有一个呢。
And there's also another one. Is Brother Watchman Nee.
那弟兄姊妹，你看看这些人都是很重分量的。
And so brothers and sisters, you again realize they have much spiritual weight.
如果你说那这样我们看这个被提这件事情，那究竟哪一个弟兄们所说的 可以做我们的参考呢？
And so then when you look at these individuals, then you will question, which brethren do we look to as a reference?
那弟兄姊妹，我们说，
brothers and sisters, we say again,
就是、
the most accurate,
一个人都不能做参考。
None of them can be a reference.
你可以看他们主张的根据是什么。
You can look, take a look at what the foundation is behind their thought is.
但是你不能以那个人作为根据来参考。
But you cannot use that person himself as the basis, as a reference.
最准确的方法回到神的话里面。
The most accurate way is go back to the word of God.
那现在我们要留意的。
And so now what we need to take note of. 弟兄
们所提到各种不同的主张。
When brethren have different theories.
他们都有经文引出来做根据的。
They all have their scripture as the foundation.
但是最重要的乃是
But what's more important is
有一个观念 在哪里、影响着
There is a concept, a thought that affects how they view the scriptures
那个观念就是
And that concept is
难道我们能接受一个事实就是追求的基督徒跟不追求的基督徒将来去见主的时候没有区别吗？
How can it be that we can accept the fact that for Christians who pursue and Christians who don't pursue have no difference when they see the Lord?
你很热烈地追求主啊，你到主来的时候你去见主。
When you fervently seek after the Lord, when the Lord comes, you go see the Lord.
啊，你马马虎虎随随便便拖拖拉拉的做基督徒，那主来的时候，你也是一样的去见主。
And if you're a casual Christians who take things lightly and drag your feet, yet when the Lord comes, you also go see the Lord.
这个事实本身好像不太公平。
And so just by the fact itself, it doesn't seem fair.
好像也不能表达神的性情。
It doesn't seem to be able to manifest the nature of God.
那因着这样的一种观念。
And so because of such a thought.
就影响了一些弟兄们他们在读经的时候他们的那个领会和感觉。
Therefore, it affects some brethren as they read the scriptures in their understanding, in their emotions.
但是我们不能不注意一件事情。
But we must take note of one thing.
如果我们说
If we say,
将来我们身体得赎也是主给的那个完备的救恩的终结。
If we say that our body is being redeemed, it is also the end result of the salvation which the Lord has prepared for us.
这一个终结也是因着恩典。
And this result is also comes from grace.
那我们就不能不说。
Then we cannot but say,
救恩给我们所看见的
what salvation shows us
从开始
from beginning
一直到结束
to the end
都是神的恩典和怜悯在做工的
it is grace it is all grace of God at work
既然是恩典和怜悯在做工
and since it is grace and mercy at work
那就越过了人实在的光景
and so therefore it surpasses the actual condition of man
那弟兄姊妹就会说了
then brothers and sisters you may say
那如果是这样
If that is the case,
那神的公义在哪里呢?
Then where is the righteousness of God?
那弟兄姊妹，我们必须要确定一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we must be sure of this.
我们是看在整个救赎的恩典里边的其中的一点。
We are looking at one point in the complete salvation of God.
我们不是看神救赎的计划是怎样安排。
We are not looking at how God has arranged His salvation.
正如我们看得救的这一个点
Just as the example when we look at the point of being saved
你看这一个点的时候你绝对是看见唯有只有恩典
And when you see that point you can only see grace
如果你要看神那个救赎的计划
And if you want to look at the salvation plan
当然你就会觉得光是有恩典不足够的。
Of course, then you say, if it's only grace, then that is not enough.
同样的。
Similarly,
我们也留意到。
We can also take note
在被提这一件事上。
That upon this point of rapture,
我们单独来看被提这一点。
If we Just look at this point of rapture.
我们如同看得救一样，你不能加上任何的条件。
Just as the matter of being saved, you cannot add any condition to it.
因为这个是在神救恩里面神所做的工。
Because indeed, this is the work of God in salvation.
但是如果你要从神救赎的计划来看呢？
But when you look at the plan of redemption from God,
那当然被提只是救赎计划里边的一个点。
And of course, then rapture is only a point amongst this plan, redemptive plan.
救赎的计划除了被提，还有很多的内容。
And also, then within this redemptive plan, there's many other contents besides rapture.
如果我们要看整个神的救赎的计划
，And if we want to look at the entire redemptive plan of God,
我们还得要看的。
What we also need to see,
基督台前的审判,
we must also see the judgment seat of Christ.
我们还要看的,
we must also see
国度里边的, 实际,
the practicality in the kingdom.
那当我们如果是从整个神的救赎计划来看的时候,
and so when we do look at the whole redemptive plan of God,
我们就看到被提只是整个救赎计划的完成的过程里边的一个点。
Then we realize that rapture is only but a point, a process in the entire plan.
这一个点是在神的恩典和怜悯里面发生的。
And in this plan, that point takes place under the grace and mercy of God.
那因此
，therefore，
我们就不太不那么容易受到一些观念的影响。
We will not be then so easily affected by some of our concepts and thoughts.
就好像我们在传福音的时候
，just as when we preach the gospel.
不认识神救恩的人，他们也会问这个问题吗
？Those who don't know God, they will also ask this question.
不管那个人怎么罪大恶极
，regardless of how sinful that person is,
他只要一信耶稣就可以得救了吗
？As long as he believes in Jesus, will he be saved?
他自己不需要做一点事情就可以得救了吗
？Doesn't he himself have to do something before he is saved?
那弟兄，你留意到这样的一种观念
？And so, brothers and sisters, if you know that concept,
在救恩的里边也引发了很多的那个主张在哪里
？In salvation, then also brings up a lot of debate as well.
那所以对于这一些个事情，我们只有一个方法可以解决的，那就是回到神的话里面，看神的话怎么说。
And so within these kind of issues, there's only one way to solve these kind of questions: is return to the Word of God to see what God says.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
这里都是很有属灵分量的弟兄们
，and so with so many brethren with so much spiritual weight，
他们的主张都有根据
，all their theories have foundation。
那你说回到神的话里头，那这回到那个复复杂杂的那种光景里面，就还不过是只有一个混乱吗
？And so when you return to the Word of God, what is their theory based on? Then is still much confusion there.
不，弟兄姊妹们
，No, brothers and sisters。
如果我们真实的回到神的话，我们会看到。
But if we truly return to the Word of God, we would be able to see within those theories.
要么全都不对
They're either all wrong.
要对的话只有一个对
If they're right, then only one of those theories are right.
但是就是你看见哪一个是对的
But if you want to see which one is correct,
你也不能说它没有一些解经上的难处
You cannot also say then, even if that theory is correct, it is hard for you to interpret the Bible according to that theory.
这样,
and because of that,
所以才会有这些分歧。
That's why there are different theories.
不过我们回到神的话里面去留意去看看。
But let us return to the Word of God to take note.
我们会看得出几个主张里边哪一个主张是比较接近神的话
then we would be able to see then within those theories which one is more close to the word of God.
那我想那这样我就先把一些各个不同的主张和弟兄姊妹们先说一说。
And so maybe then I will just slightly make mention of different theories to brothers and sisters first.
他们的根据是什么
？Where their foundation is.
为什么他们下这个结论
？Why is it that they come up with such a conclusion？
那因为我先从那如果弟兄姊妹们你问我的话
Now, brothers and sisters, if you ask me,
我个人是主张全教会在灾前被提的。
I personally interpret the view as the whole church being raptured before the tribulation.
那跟现在我们有很多有交通的弟兄们的主张都不一样。
And so that's actually a different view that other brethren that we have much fellowship with that they have.
但是这不是问题。
But that is not an issue at all.
我老早跟弟兄姊妹提过了。
I made mention with brothers and sisters a long ago.
只要承认有被提的这一回事。
As long as we acknowledge the matter of rapture.
那就行了。
And that is fine.
因为被提这一件事情不在乎那个理论。
Because the matter of rapture is not dependent upon the thought. The theory.
乃是在乎你有没有预备好等候被提。
But the issue is whether you have prepared yourself for rapture.
如果你等候，你预备好等候被提。
Now if you're prepared for rapture,
无论你主张怎么样，都不影响你被提的那一个事实。
So then regardless of which interpretation you accept, then it does not affect the fact that you will be raptured.
所以这些纯粹是对圣经解释的问题。这不是什么太大的那个分歧的问题。
And so this is merely different interpretations of the Bible and not an issue of division.
那我想弟兄姊妹最比较容易掌握的那个根据呢，乃是灾后被提。
And so brothers and sisters, I think the most easily fact that can be grasped is rapture after the tribulation.
因为灾后被提啊，他们很明显的一个主张啊，乃是帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第二章。
Because a strong foundation for rapture after the tribulation is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章那里就说到。
In chapter 2 there it says,
主来以前一定有大罪人显露。
That before the Lord comes, the great man of sin will be manifested.
那个这个大罪人就是指着敌基督了。
And so that great man of sin is pointing at the Antichrist.
那主的日子来到以前
and,
就一定有敌基督出现。
And so before the day of the Lord comes, the Antichrist will come.
那这所以
So,
教会就一定要经过灾难。
Therefore, then the church must go through tribulation.
因为敌基督出现的时候是在大灾难的时期。
Because it is at the great tribulation period that the Antichrist appears.
如果敌基督不出现，主就不来。
And so,
主的日子就不来。
And so, if the Antichrist does not appear, then the day of Christ will not come.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要留意。
Brothers and sisters, we have to take note then.
如果从字句上面来看，这个的确是如此。
If we look at the letter of the word, that is the case.
但是我们如果把它一解说说，那这样教会在地上的盼指望是什么？
Then if we take that view, then we have to ask the question, what is the hope of the church on earth then?
究竟是等候主再来，还是等候敌基督来？
Do we await for the Lord to return or await for the Antichrist to come?
你说敌基督先来，基督后来，没有什么关系。
And so you say it doesn't really matter if the Antichrist comes first or Christ comes first. We're still waiting for Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我们不知道敌基督是什么。
We don't know what the Antichrist is.
所以我们才会说敌基督先来，基督后来没有区别。
That's why then we would say it's okay if Antichrist comes first or Christ comes first.
哦、oh, ，不是的，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
那个区别好大了。
The difference is great.
你要是碰到敌基督的话
，If you encounter the Antichrist,
哦、oh, ，这个情况就太不容易了。
Then it is not an easy situation at all.
弟兄姊妹，我们读过启示录不太久嘛。
Brothers and sisters, we just finished studying Revelation.
我还有点印象。
You still have some impression.
你看到敌基督来的时候。
You see when the Antichrist comes.
根本就不给你生存的空间。
You would not have any space to live.
如果你要拣选神的话。
If you want to choose God.
你没有条件活下去。
You have no condition to live on.
有各种各样的困苦在那里。 随着你的。
There still there would be so much suffering and difficulty for you.
但是这里明明说。
But here it says very clearly.
主的日子出显明以前，大罪人一定先显露啊。
That before the day of Christ, the man of sin will first appear.
那你说那怎么去领会这个呢？
Then you say, how do you understand this?
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要留意。
Brothers and sisters, you have to take note.
说到主的日子的时候。
When you say the day of the Lord.
我们留意到圣经里面说到主的日子那一个范围是很宽广的。
We have to take note that when the scripture says the day of the Lord, that boundary is extremely broad.
当然你可以说就是主来的那个时候。
Of course, you can say then the day of the Lord is at the moment when the Lord comes.
但弟兄姊妹主来的时候。
My brothers and sisters, when the Lord comes.
有多长的时候呢？
How long is that period?
如果我们看圣经上所提到主的日子的时候
When we see the day of the Lord that is mentioned in the Bible
那是包括当然包括主来到空中这一下 这一刻
that, Of course that includes the moment when the Lord is in the air
但是也包括灾难期
But it also includes the period during the tribulation
同时也包括国度
At the same time, it also includes the kingdom.
同时也包括新天新地
It also includes new heaven and new earth.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你看到提到主的日子的时候，它那个范围是那样宽广的。
And so, brothers and sisters, when you mention the day of the Lord, that boundary, that period is so broad.
那因此我们不能看到主的日子的时候，一口咬定就是主来的。
And so when you see the term day of the Lord, you cannot immediately claim that it is the moment when the Lord comes. It has to do with the issue of rapture then.
而我们感谢神,
we thank God.
教会并不在地上等候敌基督,
that the church is not on earth waiting for the Antichrist.
那所以主将在后被提的弟兄们他们用着这一个地方来作为一个根据是很脆弱的。
And so for the brethren who ascribe to the theory, the view of rapture after the tribulation for the whole church, to use this as the foundation here, it is very weak.
那另外一个比较叫我们感觉困扰的。
And so another thought that comes up that would cause us to be in difficulty.
那就是在启示录。
And that is in Revelation.
我们留意。
If we pay attention in chapter 7.
当时约翰在天上看见很多很多从地上到天上去的人。
And that is when John in heaven saw many who went to heaven from earth.
我们看这时候就是说有很多的人身穿白衣数不过来的 从地上各个国方各民中去的
So there in chapter 7 verse 9 he saw so many a great multitude from all nations and kindred and no man could number wearing white robes go
那 天上那个长老就问约翰
And so then the elder in heaven asked John
这些人是谁
Who are these?
约翰说我不知道。
And John says, I don't know.
长老就告诉他。
And so the elder told him,
这些人是从大灾难里面出来的。
These are they who came out of the great tribulation.
那现在我们就掌握到两个事实了。
And so here we grab onto two facts.
一个事实就是有那么许许多多穿白衣的人是从地上东山西北来的。
And so one fact is there is such a great multitude from earth that no one could number that came from all corners of the earth.
是用羔羊的血，羔羊的，这里就是说他白衣，没有说他羔羊的血。
And there it says, wash their robes and made them white in the blood of the lamb.
但是底下就说他们是给羔羊的血洗净的。
Later on in verse 14 it says they were washed in the blood of the Lamb.
那这个只能是教会了。
And so that can only be the church.
那么许许多多的人。
And so with such a great multitude.
那传教会了。
It's the whole church.
他们怎么来呢
？How did they come?
从大灾难当中来。
They came out of the tribulation.
这样看来
，and so then it seems
全教会要经过灾难
，the whole church needs to go through tribulation。
又有根据了
，so another foundation。
因为是说话说的那么清楚
，because the words are so clear。
那弟兄姊妹们，即使主张全教会经过灾难的人主张的根据。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is another foundation for those who have ascribed to the theory that is the whole church raptured after the tribulation.
那但是这个是不是能作为一个根据呢
？But can this be a foundation?
那这个的确是有一点很不容易解说的。
Now, indeed, it is not easy to interpret here.
但是有一个。有一个参考的地方
，But there's a place of reference，
就是说到他们从大患难里出来是怎么样的一回事
？And so that has to do with that they came out of great tribulation. What is that all about？
那我承认呢，这个是最不容易解说清楚的。
Now I confess this is the place that is most difficult to explain.
因为从字面上面来看，教会一定要经过大灾难。
Because from the letter of the word, the church will go through great tribulation.
因为这里是明明这样说。
Because here it clearly says that.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们留意的去注意的时候
，But brothers and sisters, if we pay attention in detail,
我们就会发觉
，then we'll discover
这一个从大灾难出来就有一些不同的意义。
This coming out of the great tribulation may have different meaning.
为什么我们这样说呢
？Now why do we say that？
因为圣经里面记载。的一件事情
，because of one thing that is recorded in the Bible，
就是我们的主钉十字架以后
，that is when our Lord after he was crucified，
他的尸体是埋葬在坟墓里
，that his body was buried in the tomb，
然后人就用大石头封住那个坟墓的门
，and then people use a great stone to cover the tomb。
那我想这一点我要说一说。
Now I think I need to be clear on that point.
中东那一带，特别是犹太人，他们的坟墓跟我们坟墓的观念是完全两回事。
Now in the Middle East region, especially the Jewish people have a different concept than we do about the tombs.
我们对坟墓的观念就是挖一个洞，放了那个棺材下去，就把它掩盖起来，那个就是坟墓。
Now our concept of a tomb is that you dig a hole, you put the body in the coffin.And then you bury the coffin, and that is the tomb.
但在以色列地，他们不是这样。
But in the land of the Israel, that's not the case.
他们是在一高处来高一些高丘陵地，或是高出地面的地点。
Now they go to high places, the higher ground.
在那里挖一个洞。
And there they will dig a hole.
不是往底下挖。
But they don't dig a hole beneath.
他们是往里边挖
，but they dig a hole into the high ground，
就挖了一个山，一个洞
，and so it becomes like a cave，
然后就把那个尸体放进去
，and then they place the body in there，
然后就用一些物件来把那个好像一扇门那样子把那个洞门。那个洞口来堵住
，and so then they use things just like a door to cover up that cave, the hole, to cover it.
那这是以色列人他们的那个坟墓
，and so that's the tomb of the Israelites.
所以当我们读马太福音书的时候，我们读到，当主复活的那个早晨。
And so when we read the gospel according to Matthew on the day that our Lord was risen,
摩德拉的玛利亚他们到了坟墓那里。
And so Mary Magdalene and the women they went to the tomb.
他们就看见堵在坟墓门口的那块石头滚开了。
They saw that the stone was rolled away.
那件事情弟兄姊妹记得。
And so brothers and sisters, you remember that.
那我们。读那一段话的时候
，and so when we read those words，
我们就看到那个石头从坟墓那里滚开了。
We can see that the stone rolled away from the tomb。
那这个滚开
And so that rolling away.
你说它是从坟墓里面滚开呢，还是从坟墓的边缘上滚开呢？
And so that rolling away, do you say is rolled away from within the cave or from the edge of the cave?
这个就是我们要留意的地方。
And so that's the place we need to take note of.
如果我们懂得主耶稣埋葬的那个坟墓，我们就晓得这个说那个石头从坟墓滚开，乃是从它的边边上滚开。
And so when we know the tomb where the Lord was buried, then we know this rolling away of the stone is not rolling out of the cave, but rolling away from the edge of the cave.
在希腊文里的圣经里。
And so in the Greek,
说到那个石头滚开，
when it speaks of the stone being rolled away,
从坟墓里滚开，
rolled away from the tomb,
和这里这些人从大患难中出来，
and so the same root as those who came out of the great tribulation,
是同一个写法。
It is the same expression.
如果读英文圣经，你会发觉，
and so if you read the English translation, you'll discover,
如果很准确的在那把这两处的经文来比较，
and so if you want to very accurately compare these two passages,
你都能看到他那里是说到他那个石头是我用中文来讲就讲不出来了，那个石头是 a roll away of the tomb.
And so the English would be that the stone roll away of the tomb.
和这里所说的他们是从大患难中出来呢，也是一样。
And so it's the same here when it's the expression came out of great tribulation.
他们是从他们是他们是离开，反正那就他是a part of 这个 the great tribulation,
so they are a part of, they are not part of the tribulation.
他是 separate from,
yeah, they are apart from the great tribulation.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
So brothers and sisters, pay
attention. 因为这两处经文啊，在希腊文的里面，它是用一个特别的一个什么一个前置词。
And so in this, in the Greek, it uses this preposition.
那这一个前置词啊，你只能翻成 of,
and so this translation of this preposition is only of,
不能翻成 from,
but you cannot say it is from.
那比如说你现在看到那个差别了，
and so brothers and sisters, you see the difference now.
如果说是 from,
if you say it is from,
那是从当中，
then it is from in the midst of it.
起码在边界进去一寸都好，都是 from.
And so if it's from, it's not on the boundary, on the edge, even a little bit in is from.
但是如果说它是 of 更好。
Now if you say it is of,
那它根本就不在其中。
And so it is not a part of it.
但是却又和它有关系。
But it is connected with it.
那弟兄姊妹，这个微妙的地方就在这里。
And so brothers and sisters, that is where the wonder lies.
所以我们说，我们从字面这样一看，就好像你没有办法推却说教会不需要经过灾难。
And so again, we say when you just look at the surface of the words, you cannot come up with the idea that the church does not go through tribulation.
但是如果你回到圣灵启示的时候所用的那一个记载的方法。
But if you return to how the Holy Spirit uses the words in recording this,
你就明明的看见。
Then you can clearly see.
在这里是给我们看的，可以这样说，在大灾难要开始以前，这些人就离开了。
And so you can say then, in a sense that before the great tribulation began, this great multitude departed.
我们说的更微妙一点。
And so to be even more strict.
他这些人是从大灾难的边缘的里边。
That this great multitude came out from the boundary, from the edge, the threshold of the great tribulation.
但是这个边缘不是内缘，是外缘。
But the threshold is not within, but without.
因为如果是内缘的话，已经是在大灾难里面。
And so if it's within, you are in the tribulation.
但是是外缘。
But if it was without,
所以跟大灾难是没有关系，但是非常接近。
And so it has nothing to do with the great tribulation, though it is very close.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，如果说全教会要经过灾难，要引用这一个地方来作为根据的话，那这里边就有考究了。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you want to say this is the foundation that the whole church goes through tribulation before rapture, then you must be very strict.
那现在弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So, brothers and sisters, now you see.
为什么我跟让弟兄姊妹们要很准确地掌握着那一个被提的那个经历的几个原则。
Why is it that I must have brothers and sisters hold firmly to those principles of rapture?
那弟兄姊妹你注意的。
Brothers and sisters, you take note.
那你说到被提的时候。
There when it makes mentions of
rapture. 提到哪里呢？
Where are you raptured to?
提到空中。
You're raptured to the air.
现在你看这里。
Here.
第七章启示录呢？
In Revelation chapter 7,
提到哪里呢?
Where are you raptured to?
是提到神的宝座呢?
You're raptured to the throne of God.
地点不对。
It is the wrong place.
地点对不上来了。
That is not the destination.
所以弟兄姊妹你就晓得这里面所提到的事情跟帖撒罗尼迦前书里面所提到的被提的事情显然是两件不同的事。
And so, brothers and sisters, the events of rapture here and the rapture that is in Thessalonians, it is two different events.
虽然一些弟兄就说，
And so some brethren may say,
这些不是全教会，
This is not the whole church.
这些是得胜者，
These are overcomers.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们等到得胜者的时候，等到说到得胜被提的时候，我再提这里。
I'll go into that later when we share on the theory of the overcomers being raptured first.
那所以在那个灾后被全教会灾后被提的，他们所引用的经文就是这一类的经文。
And so these are the type of scriptures for the brethren who ascribe to the theory of raptured.The whole church being raptured after the tribulation.
你不能说他没有圣经的根据。
You cannot say they're without scriptural foundation.
但是我们发觉。
But we discover.
他们所引用的圣经的根据是用的不准确。
The foundation, the scriptural foundation is not accurate.
那不过现在来说，灾后被提的主张的弟兄们已经是相对的很少了。
But comparably now, for the brethren who ascribe to that theory, whole church being raptured after tribulation is very few.
现在比较常常有些不够调和的呢，还是灾前被提跟得胜者先被提这两样。
And so now it's mostly ascribing to these two theories of rapture before the tribulation or the overcomers being raptured first.
那现在我就和弟兄姊妹看看，主张得胜者先被提的弟兄们，他们又怎么说
？And so now I will share with brothers and sisters for brethren who have the thought that it is the overcomers who are raptured first.
那我们又要回到神的话里面去看。
Now again we have to return to the word of God.
我们翻到。马太福音去。
And so we turn to the gospel according to Matthew.
先看二十四章呢。
If we will first look at chapter 24.
24章从看哪里呢？看36节开始。
Starting from verse 36.
24章36节呢？但那日子，但时辰没有人知道，连天上使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临的也要怎样。但洪水以前的日子，人照常七河驾去，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。那时，两个人在田里取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨取出一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Pass from verse 36 to verse 42.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意这里。
And so brothers and sisters, take note there.
因为特别。
Because,
主说这一段话到末了的时候。
Because especially when our Lord speaks of this at the end.
他就说到，两个人在哪里，取去一个，撇下一个。
He says at the very end of this thought, he says two, there shall be two and one take and one left.
取出去一个，撇下一个。
And one shall be taken and the other left.
那都是主张得胜者先被提的，就把这里所说的那两个人都看成是基督徒。
And so the thought of the overcomers first being taken, look at these two individuals as Christians.
因为他们根据底下，如果不是基督徒的话，他就不叫他们去警醒了。
And so then they look at this as Christians because if they were not, it would not remind them, encourage them here to be alert.
你要警醒。
If you want to keep watch.
因为主来的时候要取去一个，撇下一个。
Because when the Lord comes, he'll take one and one is left.
好像那个结论就是，如果你不警醒。
The conclusion seems like if you are not watchful.
你没有预备好。
You are not prepared.
你就给撇下了。
Then you will be left.
你预备好。
If you are ready.
那就会给取去了。
Then you will be taken.
那同样的类似的经文。
Likewise, there are similar passages.
在路加福17章里面也提的，我们也翻到那里去。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, it also makes mentions. Let us turn there and see.
路加17章哪里？26节。
There, Luke chapter 17, verse 26.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。那时候的人又吃又喝，又嫁又去又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。又好像罗德的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造。到罗德出所多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。人子显现的日子也要这样。当那日，人在房上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿；人在田里，也不要回家。你们要回想罗德的妻子，凡想要保存生命的，必上吊生命；凡上吊生命的，必救活生命。我对你们说，当那一夜，两个人在一个床上，要取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人一同推磨，要取去一个，撇下一个。底下还有小字那里，两个人在田里，要取去一个，撇下一个。
That's reading all the way to verse 36.
那这里又说着同样的事情，取去一个。
And so here it speaks of the same thing. One is taken and one is left.
那当然。
And of course,
弟兄们也是把他们这些人看作是基督徒。
The brethren view these people again as Christians.
那既然是基督徒。
And so if Christians,
取去一个，撇下一个。
If one is taken and one is left,
那取出谁呢？
Who is taken?
撇下哪一些呢？
Who is left?
那里也就提到了。
And there also makes mention.
马太就说要警醒。
And Matthew says be watchful.
路加这里就重在你不要把的心放在属地的事物上面。
And in Luke, the emphasis is on do not put your heart on the earthly things.
无论如何就是说。
And so regardless,
你要好好准备随时见主。
You must prepare well to meet the Lord at any time.
那如果我们从字面上面来看
And so we look at the word,
这是的确是你如果不警醒不好好预备你就没有办法能在被取去的那一个范围里
And so if you're not watchful you're not prepared well then you're not in the boundary where you will be taken
但是我们留意
But if we take note
当主这样说的时候
When the Lord says these things,
他把这个事情发生的范围是说在基督徒的范围里呢还是说在全地的范围里呢
Does he speak this in the boundary of Christians or does he speak this in the boundary of the entire land?
如果我们不是纯成见的来读
And so if we read it without any bias,
你读进去你很容易就发觉
Then if you read on, you're easily discover
这是说到全地的光景
This speaks on the condition of the whole land
这不是说到局限在基督徒这个范围里
It does not restrict it to the condition of the Christians
如果我们看到这个是说到全地的光景
And so when we see this is the condition of the entire land
那这个取去一个撇下一个的那些人的身份我们就很容易就看得清楚了。
And so then when one is taken and one is left, we can clearly see then the status, the identity of those who are taken.
因为在马太福音就光光提到挪亚。
Because in Matthew only mentions about the day of Noah.
但是提到挪亚的时候是用挪亚跟其他地上的人来做比较的。
And when it makes mention of Noah, it mentions Noah and those who are living.
挪亚的一家是被取去。
The house of Noah was taken.
地上的人就给洪水淹掉。
And those who are left were taken by the flood.
所以弟兄说你非常清楚看得见这是属神的和不属神的那个区别。
And so brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see those of God and those not of God.
或者就是信与不信的区别。
So it is the difference of those who believe and don't believe.
那到了路加的时候呢
And so in Luke,
那个范围就比较宽广一点。
The boundary is even more broad.
这个范围呢
This boundary,
仍然没有改变到马太福音所给我们留意到的
It still does not change what shows us in Matthew.
因为在这里又再提到挪亚的日子
Because here it makes mentions again of the days of Noah.
马太的是一个样的
Now it's the same as Matthew.
但是他再多提了一个罗德的日子
But here it mentions even more the days of Lot.
那提到罗德的日子的时候
And so when it's mentioned the days of Lot,
弟兄姊妹们我们注意了
Then brothers and sisters, let us take note.
这里边跟基督徒就应该有比较直接一点的关系了。
Then here it should have some direct relationship with Christian.
因为罗德的经历是脱离所多玛。
Because the experience of Lot is to depart away from Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果你真要从那个比较那方面去看，那我们是可以看作是基督徒得了拯救。
And so, if you want to look at it, from that angle, we can say then,that is the Christian being saved.
那个毁灭是在所多玛。
That the destruction is in Sodom and Gomorrah.
你脱离所多玛，就是从所多玛那里得救。
And so, if you are departing away from Sodom and Gomorrah, you are saved from there.
一家都是从所多玛里边给拯救出来。
And so, the whole house of Lot was saved from Sodom and Gomorrah.
没有在那个毁灭的里头。
They were not within the destruction.
但是这里特别要提到一个人，叫做罗德的妻子。
But here it especially mentions about one person, Lot's wife.
主的使者告诉他们说
The angel of the Lord told them,
你们一脱离所多玛就一直往山上走。
When you depart away from Sodom and Gomorrah, go straight to the hills.
不要回头看。
Do not turn your back, turn your head back.
那么罗德的妻子呢
But Lot's wife,
她没有听话。
She did not obey.
她就回头看。
She turned her head to look.
一看了。
And when she did,
圣经就记录了当时那个情形。
The scriptures record the condition for
us. 他立刻就成了一根盐柱。
Immediately she became a pillar of salt.
因为我们看见她成了一根盐柱。
Because we see she became a pillar of salt.
我们就说她灭亡了。
We say that she has been destroyed.
但是如果在这一个历史的事实的表达里面，
But in the expression here of that history,
我们不能把罗德的妻子列在灭亡的那一个名单里头的。
We cannot list Lot's wife amongst those who are in destruction.
因为她是脱离了所多玛。
Because she have departed away from Sodom and Gomorrah. 她
是在所多玛以外成了岩柱的。
That she was a sort of pillar outside of the Sodom and Gomorrah.
那给我们看到的是什么？
So what do we see?
在马太福音。
In Matthew.
是重在国度的那一个结局。
It's more focused on the result of the kingdom.
要么你就能进国度，要么你就不能进国度。
Either you're in the kingdom or you cannot go into the kingdom.
能进国度的就在主面前蒙纪念。
And if you can enter the kingdom, then you'll be remembered before the Lord.
不能进国度的就直接就到火湖里了。
And if you cannot enter the kingdom, you'll directly go to the lake of fire.
我们读马太25章的时候，我们很清楚看到。
Brothers and sisters, when we read Matthew 25, we can see that clearly.
但是在路加福音呢？
But in Luke,
路加福音是说到完全人吗？
Luke
specs, 主题
speaks on the theme of the perfect man.
那现在。说到完全人的时候
，And so when you speak of the perfect man，
那罗德和罗德的妻子在这里摆出来，我们就看到了。
And so when Lot and Lot's wife is placed, we can see
罗德
，Lot，
他算是完全人
，He can be considered a perfect individual。
他脱离了所多玛
，He departed away from Sodom and Gomorrah。
罗德的妻子。
Lot's wife.
也算是完全人。
She's can consider as a perfect person. Because she departed away from Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是她这个完全是有缺陷的完全。
But her perfection has come short.
她在神面前是缺少了绝对的听主的话。
Before God, she lacked absolute obedience to the Lord's words.
因为她的心还留在所多玛。
Because her heart still remained in Sodom and Gomorrah.
人是离开所多玛。
Herself has departed away from Sodom and Gomorrah.
心却还在所多玛。
But yet her heart is still in Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以她要回头看看。
And so she turned her head to see.
我在所多玛的财产都变成灰了，那究竟是怎么一个光景？
All my riches in Sodom and Gomorrah now is in ashes. What come of that?
她这样一看。
And so when she saw in that way,
虽然出了所多玛,
and though she came out of Sodom and Gomorrah,
但是却受了亏损,
yet she has come short.
So, 弟兄姊妹, 我们看到,
so brothers and sisters, we can see,
底下所提到取去一个撇下一个取去一个撇下一个,
when it mentions one is taken, one is left,
我们看到取去的,
we can see the one who is taken,
都不是灭亡的,
it's not those who are destroyed,
撇下的,
those who left,
那些是灭亡的,
those who are destroyed.
那说到将来主来的时候,
so when we see that when the Lord comes,
取去一个撇下一个,
when one is taken, one is left,
总的来说,
in summary,
这个事情不是说在基督徒的范围里的,
the situation is not within the boundary of Christians,
是说在全地的那种光景里的,
it speaks of the condition of the entire land.
如果把这个说到全地的光景套在基督徒的身上而说出你不得胜，你不警醒，你不顺，不听话，那你就给撇下，那个是套不进去的。
And so when you try to fit the scope of the entire land into the scope of the Christians, to say if you do not overcome, then you cannot be taken, then we cannot try to fit that in.
那因着这一个。
And so because of that,
我们。就又要留意到主张得胜者被提的他们的根据。
And so, this is the foundation of those who hold the view that it is the overcomers being raptured first.
那这一个根据呢也是在这个和这里差不了太多了。
There's another foundation that is not far from this.
我想找出来和弟兄姊妹们看，这个是他们很强烈的说到这一个的。
I want to find this, brothers and sisters would know this is a very strong point that they have.
这一段话应该是记在应该还是在路加福音，我找出来。
It should still be in Luke. Let me find it.
21章
Luke chapter 21.
21章34节
Luke chapter 21 verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
From verse 34 to verse 36.
那特别是在36节。
Now especially in verse 36.
就是你那用上文就是说到主来吗
？And so because the previous text speaks of the Lord's return.
36节就是说你们要时时警醒，常常祈求。
Says watch ye therefore and pray always.
使你们能逃避这一切要来的事。
That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things.
什么事呢
？What things？
我们读上文就晓得，就是说到大灾难。
If we read the text before, we know it speaks of the great tribulation.
得以站立在人子面前。
And to stand before the Son of Man.
那如果你从这个话来说
，And so from these words，
如果你够警醒了
，If you are watchful enough，
来了
，When the great tribulation comes，
你就能脱离这个大灾难了。
You are able to escape the great tribulation。
你就可以站立在人子面前了，
able to stand
因为被提到人子那里去了。
Before the Son of Man， because you have been raptured to where the Son of Man is。
特别是尼弟兄啊，他引这句话很强调这一节经文。
Especially Brother Ni, when he uses this foundation here, he especially used verse 36.
他说什么呢
？What does he say？
他说：“你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，叫你们配站立在人子面前。”他说：“圣经原来的意思是这一个，我们中文圣经没有翻出来。
And so he says it's not translated in the Chinese translation, but this is the original meaning that watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
所以他的结论就是说，你能不能被提就看你配不配。
And so his conclusion is whether you will be raptured or not will be see if you're worthy or not.
如果常常祈求
，if you're always watchful, always praying，
那主看你配。
Then the Lord will be accounted worthy.
接去。
Then the Lord will receive you.
不然的话，你就要留下经过灾难。
Otherwise, you will remain to go through the tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，我个人的体会是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is my personal view according to here.
这里不是说被提的资格。
Here it does not mean the qualification to be raptured.
这里呢是说到被提以后的事情。
But it speaks of the matters after rapture.
因为已经站立在主人子的面前吗
？Because you're standing before the Son of Man.
所以是被提以后的事情。
Because it is the matter after rapture.
虽然是很接近。
Even though it's very close.
一被提就是站立在主面前。
Because once you're raptured, you're standing before the Lord. 但你虽然
是被提站在主面前。
And though you're raptured to stand before the Lord.
那你配不配呢
？But are you worthy？
你可以站在哪里
？You can stand there.
但是你不一定配。
But you may not be worthy.
但是主在这里提醒我们。
But the Lord here reminds us.
你不单是要能以站在主人子的面前。
Not only are you able to stand before the Son of Man.
你站在那里的时候，主也说你是配。
But as you stand there, even the Lord will say to you that you are worthy.
我们还有很足够的理由。
We have much reason.
来说出这里这一点是指着被提以后。在天上立刻所发生的事。
To say that this point is after rapture, this is something that happens immediately after rapture.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得被提以后，教会到了空中。
Brothers and sisters, you know that after rapture, the church is in the air.
与主相遇没有难处。
You have no problem with meeting the Lord.
但是有一件事情。
But there's another matter.
我们不能忽略。
We cannot neglect.
那就是。
That is.
基督台前的审判立刻就开始。
That the judgment throne of Christ immediately follows.
那这个基督台前的审判。
Now the judgment before the.
乃是哥林多前书第三章。
The throne of Christ is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
这两个地方所提到的。
It is mentioned in those two places.
这称为基督台前的审判。
And that is the judgment seat of Christ.
啊，也是彼得书里面所提到的审判要从神的家。
It is also mentioned in the books of Peter that the judgment first begins with the house of God.
所以被提，我们的确是到了主的面前。
And so when we're raptured, yes, we're before the Lord.
但是在那里，我们就面对着基督台前的审判。
But there you're facing the judgment seat of Christ.
我们在主面前交账了。
And so we have to settle account.
我们带到主面前的是金银宝石的属灵的工程呢？
Now what do we bring before our Lord? Is it gold, silver, precious stones?
还是金银还是土木和谐的那一种工程呢？
Or do we bring before him works of hay and stubble and hay?
如果是土木和谐的那个工程，那就烧掉了。
If it's clay, wood, or hay, it was burnt up.
如果是金银宝石的，就存留下来。
But if it's gold, silver, and precious stones, it will be kept.
在那个时候就决定得赏赐还是得亏损的那个结果。
There it is the conclusion where you receive reward or suffer loss.
所以这段话里面所说的重点不是在被提前，乃是说到被提后。
And so the focus on this passage here is not before the rapture, but after the rapture.
因为你已经站立在人子的面前。
Because you're already standing before the Son of Man.
你如果不被提的话，你怎么能站立在人子的面前？
And so if you're not raptured, how can you stand before the Son of Man?
你虽然站在人子的面前。
And so even though you're standing before the Son of Man.
但是你却没有活出神儿子所要的那种光景。
But yet you are not able to live out the condition which the Son of God desires for you to live out.
所以在审判的时候就显出我们的亏欠。
And so at the time of judgment, your shortcoming is manifested.
那因此我们在这里所注意到的。
And so here what we notice is,
不是得胜者的被提。
It is not the rapture of overcomers.
而是我们怎样预备见主。
But it is how do we prepare to see the Lord?
啊，必须这样的常常警醒，预备见主。
That we must always be watchful, alert to meet the Lord.
这样我们见主的时候，我们才不至于受亏损。
Then when we do meet the Lord, we will not suffer shame.
那这个是主张得胜者被提的弟兄们所用的一个很强的经文。
And so that's a very strong passage that the brethren uses for those who have the view rapture of the overcomers first.
还有一处。
Another place.
这处很有意思。
Now this place is very meaningful.
三个主张都引用这一节的经，这处的经文。
Now all three theories ascribe to this same passage.
所以你就留意到了。
And so brothers and sisters, you can take note then.
你是怎么同一节的经文会引出三个不同的那种领会在那里呢？
And so how can one passage have the three theories ascribed to the same passage?
我们常常说我们读经的时候不是去寻找神说话的目的。
And so many times we say when we read the scriptures, we're not searching for the reason why God said these words.
我们常常犯的一个毛病是把我们的倾向和想法读进圣经里边去，我们就硬说那就是主的意思。
And so many times we say when we interpret the Bible, we have our own thought and theory, and so we try to force it to say that is what the Lord means.
只有这种情形才会同一节经文怎么三个不同的主张都引用它。
And so only under those situations that is the same passage with three different views and interpretations.
这是在哪里呢？
What scripture is
that? 在启示录第三章。
It is in Revelation chapter 3.
是关于腓拉铁非教会的主所说的话。
It has to do with the words that the Lord speaks to the church at Philadelphia.
第十节。
Verse 10。
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Chapter 3, verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world.
弟兄们就说到, 这个是神给菲拉铁菲教会的一个应许。
Now, brothers and sisters, then they will say this is a promise that God gives to the brethren in Philadelphia.
在普天上人受试炼的时候, 这个是大灾难呢?
And so, when the whole world is in the hour of temptation, that is the great tribulation.
就保守你。 免去你的试炼,
that you will be kept from this hour of temptation.
那既然是这样,
and so if that is the case,
那当然是普天下人都受试炼,
and so when the whole world is under this to try them,
那教会也当在其中,
and so the church must also be a part of it.
但是因为菲拉特菲教会在主的面前有一件事情满足主的心,
but because the church of Philadelphia has something that satisfies the heart of the Lord,
所以神就把一个特别的应许赏赐给菲拉特菲教会。
So God especially grants this promise to the church of Philadelphia.
那个就是说, 大灾难的时候,
and that is to say that during the Great Tribulation, you would not be a part of it.
那弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
你细细读这一段话的时候,
when you read in detail these words,
你会看到,
you'll be able to see such a conclusion has blemishes.
我们看,
now, if we see,
这一个应许是给菲拉铁菲教会的,
that this promise is given to the Church of Philadelphia,
不是给得胜者,
it is not to the overcomers,
因为得胜者的话还在后边,
because the words to the overcomers are still later.
还没有提到得胜者,
it has not yet mentioned the overcomers.
它是很普遍地提到整个的菲拉铁菲教会,
it is just a general mentioning of the whole Church of Philadelphia.
那所以, 就说整个菲拉铁菲教会是一个得胜的教会。
And so that's to say then the whole church of Philadelphia is an overcoming church.
所以他们可以不经过大灾难。
And so they don't have to go through the great tribulation.
但是你往下读的时候,
but if you read on,
你读到菲拉铁菲教会还是有得胜者。
You still read that in the church of Philadelphia there are overcomers.
那菲拉铁菲教会里头那些不是得胜者的那些其他的又不是失败的基督徒。
And so for the other that is a part of the Church of Philadelphia that are not overcomers, yet they are not those who fail.
那他们是不是也叫得胜者呢?
And so are they also called overcomers?
显然是不可以。
It cannot be that way.
因为全教会都得胜者的话, 那比上那个得胜者就没有意义。
And so if the whole church is an overcoming church, then for the overcomers later on has no meaning.
比上提到得胜者的时候, 就说出, 不是整个菲拉铁菲都是在神眼中的得胜者。
And so later when it says him that overcometh, it does then it means that the whole church in Philadelphia is not an overcoming church.
那这样就本身就很矛盾了。
And so itself is very conflicting.
很不容易解决这个问题了。
You cannot solve this problem.
但是这还是小事。
That's still minor.
严格的我们要注意。
Now this is what is strict.
菲拉铁菲教会,
the Church of Philadelphia,
所说的话是单给菲拉铁菲教会的呢?
Is the word spoken to the church in Philadelphia only given to them?
还是也给众教会的呢?
Or is it also given to the many churches?
这个是第二个问题我们要留意的。
That's the second question we need to take note of.
圣灵向众教会所说的话,
the Spirit, the words that the Spirit says to the churches,
凡有耳的应当听,
or those who have an ear, let him hear.
圣灵上菲拉铁菲教会讲的话,
and so the Spirit says to the church in Philadelphia,
也是向众教会讲的话,
it is also the words the Spirit says unto the churches.
所以不能把菲拉铁菲教会孤立起来说, 这个是得胜的。
And so you cannot isolate the church in Philadelphia and say that is an overcoming church.
里面的应许就是单单给他的。
The promise within is only for them.
这个, 就和圣经本文里面的意思不调和了。
Now that is not harmonious with the scriptures.
然后, 重要的是在什么地方？
And then what is even more important?
还是在那个条件。
It is still in the condition.
那个条件是什么呢？
What is that condition?
你既遵守我忍耐的道。
And since thou hast kept the word of my patience.
这个是条件。
That is the condition.
所以在普天下人受试炼的时候，我就保守你免去你的试炼。
So which shall come upon all the earth to try them that dwell upon the earth, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation.
那弟兄姊妹们，你注意这里。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to
this. 头一件事情。
The first thing.
他们所以能不经过大灾难。
They are able to not go through the great tribulation.
乃是因为他们遵守主忍耐的道。
It is because they kept the word of his patience.
这个，所以说，我说这个是条件。
I say that is the condition.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意
My brothers and sisters,
这里的条件是怎么一回事呢？
What is the issue about the condition here?
因为我们非常非常容易把这里的话读成这个意思。
Because it is quite easy for us to read the words here as meaning to this.
你既忍耐地遵守我的道。
Is that you have patiently kept my word.
弟兄姊妹留意这个话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to those
words. 你既忍耐地遵守我的道。
Since you so patiently kept my word.
跟你既遵守我忍耐的道是不是一件事？
Now, is it the same thing as to keep the word of my patience?
完全不是一
件事。It is completely different things.
你既忍耐遵守我的道，是说到我们付了代价。
Now, if you interpret it, if you read it the way to mean that you are patiently keeping my word, then that you paid a price.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，乃是说出主付了代价。
But if you have kept the word of my patience, that means the Lord himself paid a price.
如果读弟兄姊妹，你读英文圣经，你就很清楚看到这个。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you read the English translation, you can see this clearly. This word
是关于我的忍耐的 concerning of my patience, my endurance.
This word is my endurance. This word is my patience.
是主的忍耐。
It is the Lord speaking, so it is His patience. It is His endurance.
所显出来的那一个道。
It is the word that is manifested by His endurance, His patience.
那这个道究竟是指的什么呢？
And so that word, what is it speaking of?
No.弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们必须要留意主在这里说这个话的整个的完整的意思。
We must take note of the complete meaning of the Lord's words here.
那我们不能只看第十节。
Now we cannot just look at verse 10.
我们必须要把第八节也看了。
We must also read verse 8.
我们才知道。
Then we know.
什么叫做遵守我的道
？What does it mean to keep my word?
我知道你的行为，你乐有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
I know thy works, for thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name.
怎么叫做遵守主的道呢？
What does it mean to keep the Lord's word at this time?
在这一个地方，
at this place,
主很放纵，很。把那个重点放在这一个事上面。
The Lord places the focus on this matter.
用这么我们读这一卷书的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we read this book,
你晓得当时腓立比教会是面对着很多的那个逼迫的。
We know that the church in Philadelphia faced many persecutions.
那他们在这许多的逼迫的里面
，And so amidst all these persecutions,
他们还是坚守着我们的主。
They're still keeping the word of the Lord.
这怎么表明他们坚守主的道呢？
And so how is it manifested that they keep the Lord's word? That they have not denied his name.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is that?
这仍然是明明指着你用什么态度对待主做成的救恩。
It is still clearly speaking of what attitude you have to treat the salvation that is completed by the Lord.
人都用背向主的时候。
When all men turn their back toward the Lord. When they don't acknowledge him.
人都在那里拒绝主的时候。
When they all reject him.
你仍然是说。
You're still there saying.
主是我的拯救。
The Lord is my salvation.
主为我付了代价。
The Lord has paid a price for me.
主为我钉死在十字架上。
The Lord was crucified on the cross for me.
他为我预备了通天的路。
He has prepared a way to heaven for me.
你仍然在那里 持守着主的名。
You are still there holding on to the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这一个是这这这一切。
Brothers and sisters, all this
是主自在最底下就底下说出你既遵守我忍耐的道。
So it says you kept my the word of my patience.
那个重点乃是重在主所做的一切，你没有放弃。
And so the focus is on His patience, what He has done that you have not forsaken.
你没有放弃主所做的。
You have not forsaken what He has done.
你仍然是坚持着十字架上被杀的主。
You are still holding fast to the Lord who was crucified on the cross. You have not rejected His name.
感谢神。
Thank God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主说这个是非拉铁非当时的那个一般的情形。
Now this is the general condition the Lord speaks of the church in Philadelphia.
但是这个情形和得胜没有画上等号。
But that condition does not equal overcoming.
因为刚才我就提了得胜的事情还放在后边。
Because as I may mention before, the matter of overcoming is to come.
所以你能坚守主的道，这个还不是得胜。
And so to keep the word of His patience is not overcoming.
你没有去弃绝主的名，这还不是得胜。
So if you have not denied His name, that is not overcoming.
得胜还是要比这一个还要重一点。
Now overcoming is more heavy than that.
那但是主说，你们在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你，免去那个试炼。乃是因着你们仍然是持守着主的名。
And so there when the Lord says that you will be kept from the hour of temptation when it is to try all that dwell upon the earth, it is because you have kept His name.
不过更重要的一点，
But even more important,
我们中文圣经也是漏掉没有翻出来。
In the Chinese translation, it's also not translated.
翻是翻了，但是圣经里面是提到两个啊。但是就是翻的有点偷工减减料就是。
And it is translated, but yet it is translated very casually.
原来的意思应该是这样：我必在普天上人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你受试炼的时候。
And so the translation should be that. You will be kept from the hour of temptation when it is come upon all the world to try them.
你读英文圣经你就看得很清楚。
And so from the English translation it's very clear.
他就说出你根本就与那个时间不发生关系。
And so you have nothing to do with that hour of temptation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
正因为这样你才看到为什么这一节经文成了三个主张都应用了呢，完全是在你在解经上面有准确不准确。
And so that's why all three theories hold on to this verse. It depends on how you interpret it.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，我们今天晚上就是只是看了全教会灾后被提那个根据。
And so brothers and sisters, tonight we have shared on the foundation of those who are raptured after the tribulation.
也看了一些得胜者被提的根据。
And we also seen some of the foundations of the overcomers being raptured first.
这是他们基本上的那些根据。
And that is the basic foundation that they use.
因为有了这样的根据啊，所以在一些其他的经文上面他们就用这一个主张来解说其他的一些个经文。
And because they have such basic foundations on these passages, they will use this view, this concept in interpreting other passages of the Bible.
所以你要是看全教会经过灾难被提又有道理。
And so when you want to see that the whole church goes through tribulation before rapture, it makes sense.
你要是看得胜者被提也是有道理。
And so when you read the overcomers,being raptured first, it also makes sense.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在要注意的，
不是有
没有道理。
What we're paying attention to now is not does it make sense or not.
我们要注意的是圣经究竟怎么说。
But we must pay attention to what is the Bible saying.
我们今天晚上不能说到全教会灾前被提的根据。
Tonight we cannot go into the foundation of the whole church being raptured before tribulation.
那么下礼拜我们把这个根据都看过以后。
And so next week after we go through those foundations.
那弟兄姊妹你就可以用那四个原则来比较了。
And so then brothers and sisters, after that you can use those four principles to compare.
哪一个主张适合那四个原则 没有冲突。
And so then with those four principles, what does it not conflict with those three theories?
那这样你就看出圣经里面所说的哪一个主张是比较更接近一点。
And so then you're able then to see for yourself which theory is more closely related, more closely related to the Bible.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他把他的话留下来。
Because he has kept his word for us.
他的话总是我们的依据。
His word is our foundation.
他也提醒我们,
he also reminds us.
要按照正义去分解真理的道。
We must interpret the word rightly.
我们现在就碰到一些很实际的例子。
And so here are some practical examples.
怎么能 去寻找到 正义的解说。
And so then, how do we seek after the interpretation of the Bible rightly?
那这样我们也就经历了什么叫做用圣经去解释圣经。
And so then, we can also come to experience how do we interpret the scripture with scripture.
这是一个很好的 实在的例子。
And that is a very practical example.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我们就停在这。
I think we'll end here tonight.